praying. It was a strange week as far as travel, but we're appreciative and for safety, and glad to be back. Missed everyone, missed you all, and was glad, so glad to hear how good things went, and appreciate it. We'll read a couple of these short verses. If you got a little bit left in you, stand with me one more time. Let's pay honor to God and His Word. If you don't have a copy of the Scriptures, maybe somebody will share it with you. You can also look on the screen. If you've got a phone or a tablet, you can look at the notes. Go to hardinvalleychurch.com/app, and then you can see there the sermon notes. 1 Thessalonians 5, rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. If you underline and highlight in your Bible, you ought to underline and highlight give thanks, and you ought to underline and highlight will of God. Verse 19, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. I'm going to focus on verse 19, see its counterparts in a couple other places. If I want to help us, I want to help you. And if you'll allow me, I want to continue the military theme maybe from last week a little bit, but God wants you to be thankful. God wants you to be thankful. Would you pray with me? Father, front to back, left to right, help us not take this as a great idea. Help us not see this as an oil additive to a high mileage car. Help us not see this as a special conditioner to help with wintertime dryness. Help us not, Lord, think of this, Father, as just a nice add-on, but the world that we live in is just eat or be eaten, just fight or die. Would you remind us how seriously you take this area of gratitude? And would you help us? Would you help us in our abundance? Would you help us in our overage? Would you help us to see and understand again what it means to be really grateful? Give us the tools we need to daily practice this vital necessity. And I pray it in your Son Jesus' name. And amen. You can be seated. Be seated. God wants you to be thankful. If you got your Bible there, just hold it and just flip back a page or two. I don't have it on the screen. But Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 3. Read that with me just to go really just a few pages over, a few pages back. Ephesians 5 verse 3. As soon as you get there, kind of wave at me. Again, I've been around teenagers for a minute. Been around teenagers. So some of you aren't waving. There you go, all right? The middle section's alive today, praise the Lord. And Ephesians 5:3, fornication and all uncleanness. Let me help you. Sexual sin, then all kinds of sin. How many of you don't like the company of that verse? Anybody besides me? That didn't sound like a good dinner party, does it? Fornication, all uncleanness, covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become saints. There are some things as believers should never be thrown at you. And if it is, it shouldn't stick. Neither filthiness, foolish talking, that's a misuse of our speech, jesting, which are not convenient. Instead, we're to be what? Giving of thanks. What are we to be good at? And that's being thankful, being grateful. You're there in verse 3 and 4. Just read down to verse 18. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. Some of your Bibles say dissipation in the center column there. But be being filled with the Spirit, speaking yourself psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. If you want a little bit of help, some of you with your thankfulness, you ought to change your radio station. You ought to change your Spotify channels. If you listen to sour, dour, grumpy, selfish music, you will become more and more sour, dour, and grumpy and selfish. I encourage you to listen to things that will uplift you and point your heart toward heaven. You believe that, by the way, say amen. And singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father through Jesus Christ in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Over and over and over again, we see God wants you and wants I to be thankful. In fact, if you would, just help me. Say it back to me. God wants you to be thankful. Help me now. God wants you to be thankful. Let's personalize it. God wants me to be thankful. One last time. God wants me to be thankful. Me to be thankful. How does thankfulness typically happen? If you're a kid, how does thankfulness happen? Billy? Say thank you to the nice man, right? Right? Anybody ever seen that kind of operation go on? Some of you are like, a child, my husband did that to me last week. My wife did that to me last week, and we kind of struggle with that. Somebody makes us. We're forced. We're thankful when what? Sometimes we're thankful when we're desperate. Desperate. Oh, thank you, thank you. You've never met the guy at the ER, but you're thankful he helped save your life. You've never met the nurse at the doctor's office. You're thankful for the recommendation. We're thankful. Sometimes we're thankful with the presence of something. Sometimes we're thankful with the absence of something. What do you mean? We have something we really, really need, and all of a sudden it's provided. We're like, oh, man, I'm just so thankful. Thankful. I can't believe you had the wrench I needed. I can't believe you came by when I was broke down. The absence. You ever get a big bag of pain? Not paint, but pain. And that goes away. I'm so thankful that that pain is gone. Pain is gone. We fluctuate back and forth. We are thankful typically depending on our circumstances instead of our relationship. And God commands us to be faithful in spite of and in light of our circumstances. And in light of our circumstances, in particular because of our relationship. I gave you a couple of quotes here maybe that'll help you. There's two of these from a guy named McConnell, research. It says, giving someone else thanks is not a given on Thanksgiving. You'd be surprised. Not a given on Thanksgiving. Said McConnell, but four times as many people give thanks to family or God than choose to thank themselves. Thank themselves. If you work that out, it still means about a fifth of people thank themselves. Thank you. A quarter of those aged 18 to 34, 19% of 35 to 49-year-olds. That, if you're doing the math there, that's almost half of the population with the answer a survey. Say that they thank themselves on Thanksgiving compared to 9% folks that are older and 6% even still in retirement age. It is not a given, not a given. This is not a Christian research that I came across, by the way. This is a secular guy. When we say it's an automatic, it's just nowhere close to automatic. It's nowhere close to automatic. So if that's the case, let me build a case for you and help you out a little bit. How many of you like me, you want to be better at being grateful, you want to be better at showing gratitude, you want to do that, you understand that's bad company to be in, those other folks, that God has commanded it, that it can't be dependent on my circumstances, got to be dependent on my relationship, but it's a little tricky. So let me answer a couple of questions, maybe that'll help you. Why is being thankful such a big deal? Why is being thankful such a big deal? That seems like a good idea, right? Good idea. Why is it such a big deal? Like big deal. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, the Bible says, men will be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Let me help you. You can circle the last three there. You can circle the last three because they travel together. They travel together. Disobedient to parents, roll their eyes, won't do what they're told. Somebody said the most tired people in the world are mothers of newborns. I will give you that one, but the second most tired people are people whose kids are older and can do what they should do and won't do what they should do. And mom and dad, stepmom, stepdad are bedraggled, trying to chase them around going, if I have to tell you one more time, I mean it this time. And then they move from that to the broken heart. Those are some exhausted people, by the way. Disobedient to parents, I got news for you. I've yet ever, 31, give or take now, 32 years of ministry, I have yet to ever meet one who was disobedient to parents who was grateful. Seemed like they run together. Nasty, snotty folks, barely eat, walk away from the table, don't help with the dishes, don't do what they're told, don't say thank you. By the way, the Bible has something to say for those folks. Say they'll have, if God extends their life, they'll have a poor quality of life. The truth of the matter is, the way of the transgressor is hard. And so many times you see folks, I think, prematurely check out on planet Earth simply because they joined the last trio that's here and they made their own way hard and the people they hung out with, and you can mark that down. By the way, in disobedient to parents, and unthankful and unholy folks grew up to be absolutely miserable people as adults. If you believe that, by the way, say amen. It's a big deal. It's an absolutely big deal. If you won't say thank you to mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, stepmom, stepdad, you are never going to say thank you to God. Never going to say thank you to God. I have to so watch myself. So watch myself when I'm in a restaurant and I see people order the hors d'oeuvres, the entree, or excuse me, the hors d'oeuvres, the appetizer. That's what I'm trying to get at. And then they get their entree and they can't even fake like they're praying. Amen. You ever see some people that's embarrassed and they pray like they're sneezing? The other thing is, you know, they don't want anybody to catch them. They don't even fake it. They just dive right in. Mean to the server, get up, cheap tipper, walk out again. When you hear of I've gotten arrested, you'll be able to get it in two or three. How in the world? Say it doesn't make the food taste any better, it doesn't keep me from getting poisoned. I'm being thankful just because I realize the ability to choose a big deal. And somebody else cooked it. And somebody else provided. It just behooves me. The fact that I had one more day on planet Earth. How in the world are you not thankful? You can't just bow your head and say, God, thank you for this modest meal we have. It's a big deal because God says it is a big deal. He calls this sin. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. In the indictment of planet Earth, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were they, what's that word? Thankful. Thankful. Hey, gratitude's a social grace. It is. Writing thank you notes is fine etiquette. It is. It's biblical. It's absolutely biblical. It is a sign. It is a sign of a depraved heart. Some of you like to put things online. Some of you like to put quotes and stuff out there. Let me give you a few quotes you can stick online. You can stick on social media. You can highlight and write down, and I know they're upside down. Number one, ingratitude. Ingratitude is a sign of a lost heart and a backslidden Christian. You can check it. You can tell it. When you're ungrateful and you're grumpy, and you're discontent all the time, and you got to me, and more, and you can't pause to say thank you, much less bow your head and say thank you to God. By the way, that's what, for me, that's one of the things that kills me when my prayer life goes lacking. Let me just pause. Does anybody hear your prayer life struggles? Sometimes you struggle, you feel like you struggle. Like six of you. The rest of you need to pray for the others. When that happened, I almost feel my heart icing over in the area of gratitude. When I'm not praying like I should, like I need to, rather. I can almost feel it. It's like the middle of the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I almost feel it's always winter and never Christmas in my soul. It's a sign of a lost heart. It's a sign of a backslidden Christian. Some people say, man, I need to come to the altar, do this and do that. By the way, if you're making excuses right now as I'm preaching, don't be mad with me. You need to start checking your heart. God, I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm too busy for that. And these are all many times expressions of ingratitude. The second thing, I think I gave it to you in the notes there. Unthankfulness, according to Romans chapter 1, verse 21, is a sign of a lost or a pagan generation. Pagan generation. Stopped at Bucky's yesterday. I stopped Bucky's going down, got some gas, went inside for a second. Andre went inside. For Friday, we came back and stopped, went inside. Andre said, I'm not going in. The crowd just doesn't do anything for the crowd, the smell, the noise, and all the beavers. And she said, I don't want to have a Bucky's induced nightmare. So I ran in, came back out. And she said, Rodney, have you ever seen so many people buying so much stuff they don't need? I said, yeah, Walmart. And she said, Rodney, have you ever seen so many people buying so much stuff they don't need? It's got beavers on it. I said, no, this is a unique thing. And we're in the frenzy. We're in the frenzy. And everybody's going through and they're pushing people down and they're doing all this stuff and it's clamoring and it's crazy and it's exciting and all those things. And I think, well, this is the Bucky's generation. And let me help you. The ingratitude is a sign of a pagan generation. Pagan generation. You do your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, your stepchildren no favors by not instilling in them to be thankful. Because if they're learning to be flippant to you, they will be absolutely, absolutely arrogant toward God. He says this is part of that. Why is it a big deal? Why is it a big deal? Number two, why is being thankful so difficult? Why is it so difficult? If it's a big deal, then why ain't it easier? By the way, anybody here besides me find it to be difficult on occasion? I did this. I worked hard. It's not what I wanted. I got this, but it's the wrong color. You know, I ordered metallic gray. This is silver gray. Anybody in here ever struggle with some of those kind of things like that, silly mess like that? And our hearts are this way. Hearts are this way. Why is it so difficult? Why is it so difficult? I gave you some things here, and maybe, again, if you check out on some of the sermon, maybe you'll stay with me through this. Number one, circumstances make it difficult. You introduce pain, pain will knock thankfulness out of our bodies. You introduce discomfort. Gratitude, it's out. Circumstances. Remember, if circumstances are your deal, you'll be grateful if things line up with your plan. If they don't line up your plan, I suggest to you gratitude should be vertical. It should be about your relationship with the Lord. Circumstances, comparisons will kill us, right? Comparisons will kill us. You get the nice car you want, you got this thing, somebody rolls up, they got the same car, but their rims spin. They're shinier. Well, I got nothing now. I got nothing. It's all over. Years and years when we lived close to my family, we would gather together on Thanksgiving. Anybody ever been where different people cooked and came to one house? Anybody grew up like that? If somebody accidentally brings the same side as somebody else, if you're keeping the peace, you got to eat two helpings of all the sides, right? You can't have one left and one not, because now Christmas is messed up. You gotta eat. And you can't make any comparative comments about said dishes. Because if you compare, it's all over. It's all over. Comparisons will kill us. They will kill us. Well, what about this person? What about this person? Well, this guy makes more than this lady does this. This lady, comparison will rob us. Complaining will rob us. Anybody here figure out complaining's easier than being thankful? That man in Washington's responsible for my situation. I'd be happier if. I'd be more kind if. And we like to complain. And we are fabulous at it. And if you're not good at complaining, let me introduce you to Twitter. You can get a master's degree there in about 20 minutes. Some of you are meek and mild. You get on social media and you turn into a barracuda that's been jacked up with steroids. You can't invite anybody to church because you just scorched earth everybody you ever met. We complain. Consumerism. I'm going to go do some retail therapy. I like what Dave Ramsey says. I'm going to spend money I don't have to buy stuff I don't need to please people I don't like. That's pretty good consumerism, isn't it? We got to be careful. Do I need that? Do I want that? Consumerism. There's the callousness of others. Well, they don't appreciate it. Why should I show my thankfulness to them? Well, they are kind to me, but they're kind of a jerk. Again, I'm to be thankful and grateful because God commanded me to be thankful and grateful. The callousness of others wear on us. Anybody you know, you've ever blamed your bad behavior on them? They got it coming. There's a lot of husbands and wives in here. I'm just going to start looking at the floor. Anybody in here, your spouse, your boyfriend or girlfriend, ever been in a bad mood? And you're like, oh, well, that's what's on the menu today? Fine. I've been saving a couple for you. You're like, preacher, you preach different when Andre in here. I know. Callousness of others. Finally, it's difficult because it's contrary to our spirit. We are selfish, whiny people. And unless we've been changed by the Spirit of God, we will continue being selfish, whiny people. You say, well, I know this person, they're kind of their disposition. Let me help you. How they publicly act and what they privately think may not match up. Some of you just honest. You have the thought, you express the thought. Sometimes people who are meek and mild on the outside are ferocious tigers on the inside. They just let it out every now and then. I need to be changed from the inside out. It's contrary to my spirit. It's contrary to my spirit. The same voice, again, those of you who like these kind of quotes there, same voice that praises God for his provision and blessing should be the same voice that trusts God when I don't have so much because I know it will ruin me. God gives, God takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have that you need. You have bread and shelter and food and shelter, right? Why do you need other things? Comparison will kill us. Callousness of others will kill us. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We got Riley's, we think, got most of Riley's semester taken away. Again, he went to school so fast, we were just playing catch up. It was just crazy. Got it all. Andre had a squeak. Been bugging me. Hadn't been bugging her. I said, you gotta take this. I got to make this trip. I got to go here. Got to go there. Got to go Dixon, Tennessee. Supposed to go to Asheboro. Took it in. Lady called, said, front brakes, back brakes, and probably, if you love your wife, you ought to get some tires. I went, well, how much extra is that love? And we did all that. Got done, man. And I was setting the table for a pity party. Anybody ever set the table? I was going to throw a pity party, and I was probably going to have a temper tantrum for dessert. Just take care of the one thing, the other thing. And I thought, I've been working on this. Same voice. Praises God. Ought to be the same voice. Yeah, it's just stuff. We figured out the one thing, we'll figure out the other. I need Andre to be alive. It'll just be fine. It'll just be fine. We'll be okay. I'm going to praise God because he's worthy, and this is just, this will be a memory shortly. We'll figure it out. Sometimes I get so much stuff, I don't trust the Lord. He gives you three things, and I'm just boom, 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 because I want to get to the end of this. I've given this similar thing. Some of you, this helps you. I just put it in there because it's in the text. There's a manner for doing this. It is not for everything, but in everything. I hear preachers say this, and I don't know why they say it. God does not say thank you for a broken leg. Give thanks for a broken leg. Give thanks for cancer. Give thanks for heart disease. Give thanks for a divorce. Give thanks for a job loss. He says in everything. In everything, I can trust the Lord. In everything, I can praise his name. In everything, he still saved me from my sins. I still have his Holy Spirit. In everything, I've been blessed beyond measure. In everything, I can do this. For everything is nonsense. It is in everything. In every situation, I can do this. There is a manner that matters. Number two, there is a method. The word is eucharisteo. That's a rough English transliteration there. And it's a mouth offering. It is the praise of my mouth. Praise in my mouth. Somebody says, well, I'm in the secret service of following the Lord. There's no such animal. No such animal. Give God, and we'll say it Tuesday night, Lord willing, you offer to him the sacrifice of praise. Sacrifice of praise. There were 250 orange-wearing people in Bucky's last night when I went through. Sad sacks who yelled their lungs out yesterday. I can yell my lungs out over pigskin moving 100 yards up and down the field. Well, apparently in one direction more than the other. And then let me rephrase. My Tar Heels played another unranked team, and another unranked team beat us. So I have no idea what kind of football they're playing in Chapel Hill. Ranked team we beat. So go figure. If I can do that, I can praise the Lord. By the way, I get it you don't know the song first time you hear it, but second or third time, that excuse runs a little thin. We can lift the roof off this building if we had to, right? Man, I can offer the sacrifice of praise. I can do that to Him. I can say thank you as I am praying. I'm able to do that. It is an attitude and an action. Attitude and action. What is my motive for giving thanks? He says it there. It is the will of God. It is the will of God. I don't have to pray about it. It is God's will. If I don't do that, I am in defiance to the will of God. What's His plan for me? Plan for me. There's six of them in the New Testament. His plan is for you and I to be saved. It's for you and I to be growing in grace. That means sanctified. It is to be under the control of the Spirit of God. And I'm filled with, controlled by the Spirit of God. I am, the will of God may be for many of us to suffer. By the way, and I suffer and I do that well with gratitude in my heart that I get to even participate in His suffering. And then that last one is I am saying thanks. Somebody says, I need to figure out God's will. Well, you may be figuring out God's vocational will or His geographic will, but you don't have to pray about any of these things. They're spelled out in Scripture. This is what I'm to be doing. It's what I'm to be doing. I'll be giving thanks and saying thanks. Giving thanks, saying thanks. So how can I do that? How can I do that? Anybody want some help? Want some practical help? A little bit of practical help? Anybody convicted? Anybody want to go with me to Bucky's? All right. Let me give you a little bit of help. I've gone too fast. All these are in the notes, or I'll give them to you after service. I didn't mean to go too fast. So here you go. Here's 31 years studying the subject. Here's the last few years of really trying to think about it. Let me just give you a few things that I've thought through and some gems I've picked up. Hey, number one, don't worry, want, or waste. Be thankful. Don't let the first three be your impulse. Let be thankful be your first impulse. The reason I put this first is because I like to stay up and help the Lord worry about things. I figure if I'm up at 2 a.m., He'll take me a little more seriously. I figure God doesn't do math as good as I do with my spreadsheet. So Lord, 2 + 2 equals potato here. I need a little help. God save us from buying mess that we've got three of in the closet and we've got bad inventory control. Let's stop wasting. Let's stop wasting. Let's not be wasteful. If you don't need two entrees, order one. I'm not trying to get you to be thrifty. I'm just saying, let's just get out of this mindset. We got so much, we don't appreciate anything we have. Don't worry. Don't want to be. Does that mean I'm never right to ever want anything? I'm just saying get it in the right order. A heart that's grateful when I want something, man, it's appreciated. Is everybody with me? Everybody see the difference there? I'm not saying don't celebrate Christmas with presents. Preacher did not say that. I said, get the order right. Get the order right. Number two, practice daily. Practice daily. Practice daily. Before you give God your grocery list, Lord, I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for it. Andre did something beautiful for me. It's coming out of my treatments. Some of you were around me. And I just, man, my hands, the nerves in my hands took such a beating. The two fingers of my thumb, my two fingers rather, the closest here are pretty good. The last two are still up and down. But at the time, I barely hold a fork. I couldn't take the top off a bottle. And holding a pen was 50-50 most of the time. I'd pick up a pen, drop it, and I couldn't get my hand to claw it. And I'd gotten where I liked to journal before then. And so holding a pen or pencil and journaling was just out of my capability. And I kept persevering, but still. And she found this little thing, a little gratitude journal. It's got three things I'm thankful for. It's just three lines. And then three things that will make today great. And then some affirmation. Usually I put something about the Lord. This little thing, I could open it, hold it. I didn't have to write very long, but I could get something done. She got that, and she said, you're having such a hard time. Here, you can do what you want and not feel bad because it takes up about half a page, but it's just the way it's spaced. And I've bought several of them now, use them the 365 days. And that's how I try and start. way before I ask God anything, here's some things I'm thankful for. And that tunes my heart for whatever's ahead during the day. Make it easy to daily do that discipline. Make it easy. Number three, purpose to pray about what you worry about. I will tell a stranger about my concerns. For whatever reason, I will not tell Jesus. Pray about that. When I pray, I'm saying, God, I believe you can handle this, and you're going to take care of me. Isn't that an expression of gratitude, by the way? Pray about the things that worry you. Number four, I'm done. Thankfulness to God says, I trust you in any circumstance. Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together, are working together. Then that love God, those who are called according to purpose. In everything, God is working. He's working what? He's working for my good and his glory. Doesn't mean everything works out for good, but God is at work. God may be chiseling things off of me that I don't need. He may be moving things around. He may have allowed things in my life. Whatever it is, and it may be in absolute calamity, but it's in that moment I see that I can trust and depend on God. Thankfulness says, I will praise you in the storm. I will offer up the sacrifice because my circumstances may not be what I would have chosen. But my relationship is steadfast and sure. And man, I need to be reminded of that. Truth of the matter is, when those things are out of order, gratitude flees. Flees in my life. God wants you. God wants me. God wants us to be thankful. To be thankful. Would you bow your head with me? Kept reworking this and thinking through this, how I wanted to present this, and I wanted to make sure I wasn't presenting an ideal. I wasn't offering you, if you have